Part of the problem goes back to 1993 when the legislature approved a plan to lower taxes that included a cap on teacher salary increases. It was called the Qualified Economic Offer, or QEO. That basically says a district is not obligated to offer more than a 3.8% salary and benefit increase. A district may choose to make the offer higher, but it doesn't have to in order to avoid arbitration. In Eau Claire, the district's last offer, before an impasse was declared, was 4.4%. The teachers said no. Jo Burke is president of the Teachers Association in Eau Claire. She says the district's offer only covers the increased cost of health insurance.
We do agree that we have great benefits, and we're really trying to maintain those because as our salaries have stagnated, it's the only thing we've got. So to be asked to compromise on our benefit packages, we simply can't do that.
The head of the Association of School Boards says teachers will have to compromise. Ken Cole says health insurance rates that averaged around $900 a month per teacher last year rose to $1,200 this year. And in July, they may reach $1,500 a month per teacher. In fact, he says, if similar rate increases continue, the cost of health insurance will eventually exceed the beginning teacher salary. Right now in Eau Claire, it's $27,000.
If you're going to maintain one of the best programs in terms of health insurance in this state, you're going to have to sacrifice on the salary end. And we're willing to make some accommodations if you want to adjust insurance to move more money into salary. But right now, it isn't a matter of just because health insurance went up, there's more money available to the district to spend, because there isn't. It's the same amount.
Cole says that's because of revenue limits placed on schools and a loss of state aid in many districts due to declining enrollment. Meanwhile, the districts at an impasse right now have to wait for a mediator to look over the situation. If, for example, it's determined that Eau Claire only has to give teachers 3.8%, teachers will need to reimburse the district because right now their checks reflect last year's health insurance rates. If they had accepted the 4.4% offer, they would have come out even. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.